Well, I received a letter from the British Security Minister during the week, actually in the course of the Hillsborough talks, saying that the threat was at a very high level. And then I received some word from the PSNI over the last few days. But at 5:30 this morning, they were at my home, and I'm now going to speak to them. And there clearly is a live threat there. It isn't going to deter me or the other Sinn Féin representatives from doing what we think is the right thing and from doing what we were elected to do, that is to keep building for the future.
Obviously, over the last few weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, a lot of progress was made in Northern Ireland. Have you had time to reflect on it and the significance of it? Clearly, you would have been aware of it, but, you know, sometimes you have to stand back and have a look at it with a different eyes.
Well, good work was done. We were a long time getting there, but better late than never. And the work has started today. I'm speaking to you from Stormont. Later on today, we will establish a working group on the parades issue. We're meeting also with the other parties in the course of the day. And I see this as a very important and significant step forward. The DUP rejected the Good Friday Agreement. The DUP had an a la carte attitude to the St Andrews Agreement. This is their agreement. It's ours. It was made here. And we're looking to them to keep to all of the commitments which they made.
And you'd be satisfied that they will?
Yes, I think there's only one way to go here, and that is forward. And we can see from the fact that Peter Robinson went into his party group and won support for these measures that he's of the same mind. So let's go forward in good faith. This isn't the be-all and end-all of it. You know, there are other issues which have not been dealt with, and we'll come back to those in the time ahead. And there are some issues which are yet incomplete, got to do with citizens' rights. And, you know, we're United Irelanders, we're Irish Republicans, and we continue to hold up that prize as the panacea, finally, for all of the ills besetting people north and south on social and economic issues, as well as these other matters.
Sometimes it'd be easy for us to think that this is purely confined to the north, in inverted commas, but there's no doubt border counties like Donegal and the whole island will benefit from things moving forward.
Absolutely, and, you know, the announcement today from the INLA that it's putting weapons beyond use is another important piece of the jigsaw. The people of Ireland, of the island of Ireland, voted for the Good Friday Agreement. It's our agreement as a nation. Every step forward is in the national interest. Every step backward or every piece of hiatus is not in the national interest. So it isn't just about the six counties, it's about all the islands, particularly the border counties.
Do you believe that elements that wish to disrupt peace may come to the fore now, that we have to be mindful that there are those out there who do not want peace? Peace does not suit them.
Well, the attack on the police officer recently, the killings last year, show that these groups have a very deadly agenda. The concerns and the crisis which developed after Christmas in the political institutions, which have been in the making for the last number of years, both those show that nothing can be taken for granted, that the government in Dublin has to be diligent at fulfilling its responsibilities, that we as political leaders have to be really focused on what we're trying to do. And we do know that in, you know, dire economic times, that people obviously look to their own needs. But it's very, very important that we continue to build nationally and to build the peace process and the political process.
In relation to your own party, you know, its mandate could be seen as changing to some extent, that the focus has to shift because, you know, you could be easily just, you know, labelled with this whole peace process and what went before it. Is that something that you're mindful of, that, you know, people want to hear what's next from Sinn Féin?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have big challenges to work with others who have a similar focus on a similar vision. I mean, the Republican vision is based essentially upon citizens' rights. So that they include the right to decent health services, they include the right to a home, they include the right to economic equality. You know, it isn't that long ago that the Celtic Tiger was dominant, but there was no suggestion then that the wealth of the Celtic Tiger be shared in counties like Donegal. Now they're expecting Donegal and other counties to share the debt. It's a disgrace. And therefore, we have to try and work in tandem with others who share that view to build an alternative to the Conservative parties. But the Conservative parties are still very powerful. They're still very strong. And we shouldn't minimize or pretend that it's an easy task. The big sort of concern that I will have is that we come out of the economy and the fat cats are still there, that they've reinvented themselves. And the ordinary working man and woman, the small farmer, if there's any of them left, and the ordinary person is left exactly where we were before, in a disadvantaged position.
Well, Sinn Féin has a real possibility of increasing its Dáil representation whenever this by-election is called for Donegal South West. In Senator Pierce Doherty, who will have worked closely with you over the course of the last couple of weeks, do you believe the likes of Senator Doherty is the future of the party?
Yes, Senator Doherty was here with us in the talks at Hillsborough. He played a very important role as part of our negotiating team. The government should move the writ for that election. It isn't by any sense a certainty that we would win it. Obviously, we have to mobilise our vote. But, you know, all of this, and Donegal is part of Ulster, and, you know, this deal was made in Ulster. The benefit to Donegal, for example, in terms of the work done by Conor Murphy to get the A5 upgraded to a dual carriageway to Derry, you know, and Letterkenny from up from Auchnacloy. Martin McGuinness is a half Donegal man. He's from the alleys up there in Inishowen. There's so many connections and connectiveness that's required, and you know the people of Donegal probably will have the first chance if the government has the courage to move the writ to give their verdict on all of this.
Very finally, just one specific comment from you in relation to the INLA's announcement. We know it was being flagged. They are an organisation that were quite active in the west of the north, if you allow me to put it like that. You believe it's a significant development?
Well, I welcome the announcement that the INLA are putting arms beyond use. Sinn Féin set ourselves the objective some long time ago to take the gun out of Irish politics. That's British guns as well as those in the hands of people who come from this island. Today's announcement is a very important step in that ongoing process, and I welcome it without reservation.